It is WMFO in Medford, 9 a.m. here on a Saturday. What day is it? It's Saturday the 13th of May.
Time is flying by.
Must be lucky because it's not a Friday.
Wow, I can't believe it's mid-May already.
I know. I am Mike on the mic. Good morning, everybody. That's Mark Hurwitz.
Hello, everybody. Good, happy Saturday to you.
Mark's here for about 44 more minutes, I just want to say.
Yes, I am, and I have a reason for that, and I guess I can tell you why.
Sure.
It's not much of a reason. Actually, it is. This is Lilac Weekend at the Arnold Arboretum, and I lead hikes for the Appalachian Mountain Club in my spare time, which I don't have any spare time, but...
You don't.
No, I don't. So, I'm actually leading a hike at 10:15 this morning, so I have to leave the studio at about 9:45. And we're going to spend the next few hours after this taking pictures of flowers and plants and all that stuff.
It's supposed to rain later on today, but you'll be done by then.
I think it's going to rain around 5 or 6 o'clock,
right.
Which is why the Red Sox, important point, the Red Sox game was moved from 7 to 1, which means the Bacon and Beer Festival at Fenway Park has been postponed. So everyone who has tickets, it's been postponed to sometime in June. So you want to check that out.
All right. Well, let's get started since we have so few minutes with Mr. Hurwitz. New noise today is an old cover, really nice cover, Paul Simon cover called Graceland, but brand new from this guy, Justin Townes Earl, is our new noise to start off the day at WMFO.
Well, the Mississippi Delta is shining like a national guitar. I'm following the highway down the river through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boy pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. And my traveling companion, he's 9 years old, and he's the child of my first marriage. And I have reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. And she comes back and tells me she's gone. As if I didn't know that, as if I didn't know my own bed. As if I never noticed the way she combs her hair off her forehead. Is losing love is just a window in your heart. Everybody sees you blown apart, and everybody sees the wind blowing. Oh, Graceland, I'm going to Graceland. Poor boy, pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. And my traveling companion, he's ghosts and empty sockets. I'm looking at ghosts of empties. And I have reason to believe we all be received in Graceland. Now there's a girl in New York City. She calls herself the human trampoline. Whenever I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, oh, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. She says losing love is just a window in your heart. Everybody sees you blown apart. Everybody sees the wind blowing. Oh, Graceland, I'm going to Graceland. And I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending. Maybe there's no obligations now. Reasons I cannot explain, there's some part of me wants to see Graceland. I'm going to Graceland. I'm going to Graceland. Going to Graceland.
I got
is silent within my dreams. A thousand true loves who wouldn't die, but a dream lives on forever. The days and the years will go speaking by, but the time is stopped in my dreams.
Darkness bright.
destiny. When you hold my hand, I understand the magic that you do. You're my dream come true, my one and only you. Only you can make this change in me.
Listening to WMFO Bedford.
When everybody's heard about the bird, 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 bird is the word. What bird, 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 bird is the word. What about that bird? Bird is the word. What about that bird? Bird is the word. What about that bird? Bird is the word.
WMFO, Medford. How you doing? 9:15 in the morning. Mike on the mic with you, along with Mark Hurwitz. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to you, Mike. Are you saying I'm everybody? I'm not everybody. I'm not everybody.
No, you're just you.
I'm not even anybody, really, but that's another story.
So let me tell you what we just played in that last set. We started off with something brand new noise from Justin Towns Earl. Yeah, the Towns middle name is what you think. It's named after somebody else. It has a name, Towns, and spelled that way with a N-E-S. I'm sure you know. Anyway, that's brand new. That's kind of one of those slashed names for an album, maybe a moment slash Graceland. That's because it's just a little single, sort of an A and a B side like they used to do. That was Graceland, the old Paul Simon tune. Todd Rundgren from 1974's album called Talk. God. That was A Dream Goes On Forever. The Stones, after that, from the Rolling Stones, Now. That was Off the Hook. The Platters, beautiful song from 1958's Greatest Hits collection that they did. That was Only You, of course. And the fifth song in the set was The Ramones, remastered. In 1995, they put that version out called Weird Tales of the Ramones. That was Surfin' Bird.
That was a great version.
It was.
And that Platter song. Every time I hear the Platters, I just think of New York City or New Jersey.
It's just class. You just think of class and better times.
Exactly.
Than now.
Yeah, well, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, hey, there's still good music coming out, as we'll know. Well, in a few minutes, we'll hear a new song.
Yeah, the next set has a request from you.
Definitely. It's good stuff. But in the meantime, should we talk briefly about restaurants?
Yeah, you've got a couple of things to tell us?
Yeah, just abbreviated. One review and one news story. The news story is going to... Well, let's just say it's not really rumor, but it's not really happening yet. But do you know Katz's Deli in the Lower East Side of New York?
Do I know Katz's Deli?
Do, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows Katz's Deli.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the owner of Katz's Deli is thinking of opening a retail outlet in Boston.
Oh, I knew I liked him. Whereabouts would it be? Do we even know?
No, there's no location yet. He's opening a new one in Brooklyn. It'd be the second location.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's doing a worldwide shipping service of all of his products.
Oh, I noticed that.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
But once he gets all that settled, he's going to look into opening possibly a few more locations. Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and Boston. He's considering them, but when he was pushed on a little bit, he said, I don't have a location, it's premature, it's not a definite yet, but he went to Tufts. The owner of Katz's Tufts. He loves Boston. He would love to open a Katz's in Boston, but it's
Do you know him?
I think I met him. I've been to Katz's many times. I think I met him. He's a young guy.
I think you need to bring him in here when that happens.
Okay, yeah. Well, if he's listening to us, and I'm sure he is.
Sure he is.
Then, he should come up here. He should call in, and we can talk about locations.
I'm thinking of a corned beef chopped liver combination sandwich right now.
I had a corned beef sandwich last night, actually, at Beantown Pastrami in the Boston Public Market. You been there?
No, but that was quite a burp, so maybe that was from last night.
That was from the Fernet, which, anyone who knows Fernet knows that the next day you're not going to feel that great. But Beantown Pastrami, just really good corned beef. It's a lot like New York. It's cut thick, kind of like Katz's.
Oh, I love that.
A little pricey, but good corned beef. But I'm starting to digress, so let's get back to the food. I was just talking about food.
Yeah.
It's 9:15. Yeah, it's early in the morning, so... the review that I did this week was for a place that you know, Mike. You know very well. In fact, you are the one who brought me there.
Guilty as charged. And boy, aren't you glad I did?
Been there a few times now. Yeah. And finally got around to reviewing it. It's Lone Star Taco Bar, the one in Cambridge. The original's in Alston, but...
That's the one we went to.
Yeah, the one near Inman Square.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, everything. The nachos, the tostadas, the Sonoran dog.
Full bar.
Yeah. Yep. The Dallas, I think, do you like the Dallas or the Barbroca, or which one do you have?
The second one you said. I'm not going to try to assume.
Yeah.
But that's the one I had.
It's the brisket, right?
Yes.
The brisket taco's great, and the Dallas, I forget what, I think it's called Dallas Grilled Beef. It's a seasoned beef. It's just so good.
But that hot dog that you got.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
And, the funny thing is, it's owned by two guys from Texas and California. But it's so authentic. I mean, if you said someone from Mexico had opened this place, you'd be like, yeah, it makes sense. It seems really traditional.
It's also a really nice staff there.
Oh,
they're very
great.
Attentive, just really friendly.
Yeah.
The whole experience is great.
It is. Yeah. It's definitely, and it's cheap. You know, I mean, the tacos are like $4 or $5 and they're pretty big.
Yeah.
So definitely worth going to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So now what are we going to do? Oh,
we're going to play that. They're going to play that song that you wanted to play.
Oh, right.
New
Noise.
Let's
exactly.
go.
Exactly. New Noise. And boy, this is going to be a blockbuster album. That's my prediction. And, usually my predictions are totally wrong. So hopefully I didn't jinx this guy. But
it's such a surprising artist that we're going to feature right now.
I know. Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
From One Direction.
Yeah.
Now, you and I mean, we're both, what was Bob Angel, what does he say, AAA? Was it Adult Alternative?
I'm not sure.
I don't know either. But basically, free form, alternative rock, but more for older people like us. And Harry Styles is like right in the middle of that now with this new album, which is called Sign of the Times. I listened to the whole album yesterday, and I was absolutely blown away by it. I mean, it's a lot like John Mayer or the Little Wallflowers or Ed Sheeran, Ray LaMontagne a little bit. So it's he's very poised. He's very, you know, it's nothing like One Direction boy band. It's well, you'll have to hear this. This is the title track.
Okay, and this is new from Harry Styles. It's called Sign of the Times, WMFO, Medford. I did that again, Mark. I started off again without
putting
thanks.
It up. Thanks for ruining my intro. Want me to do the intro again?
No, nothing happened. Just
okay,
pretend
I can
nothing,
start from the beginning.
Nothing ever happened.
Okay.
All right, it's WMFO.
Stop you crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. got mad when I told him we were leaving. He cursed and he raged and he swore at the ceiling. He called you his child, said, honey, get wise to his game. He'll get you in trouble, I know it, those bums are all the same. There's a greyhound outside in the lane, it's waiting for us. So tell him goodbye, we gotta go.
everything sold out. Staring when we lie, truth is not kind. You send either mine. The air outside so soft, saying everything, everything.
All I want is to feel this way,
to be this close, to feel the same.
All I want is to feel this way.
If it speaks, feel it so.
Bedford.
Have mercy on my ears, will you?
We were young, 21, all those years ago. In came the fascination, everything was out of control. A life untried, thickets and thorns. Out came a revelation, everything was out of control. Do you feel?
WMFO Medford, 9:40, just about 9:43 in the morning. Mike here, along with Mark. How you doing?
Good. That's such a happy song. I love that. And hey, local boys.
Yep. Tufts. Big time Tufts. They started here.
Yeah.
And it's just the whole nice story of that.
I think they were here when I don't know. I might have missed them by a year or two, but when I was here, I think they were either just getting here or maybe not quite, but great band, and I just feel bad for the rest of the country that doesn't really know much about them.
That was Guster, everybody. 2010's Easy Wonderful CD gave us Do You Love Me? Before that, U2 from 1987's The Joshua Tree, Spanish Eyes. Oh, yeah. What a great song. Toad the Wet Sprocket. Before that, live from 1992's Welcome Home, live at the Arlington Theater in Santa Barbara. That was All I Want. Elton John was just before that from the great 2007 Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player, Blues for Baby and Me, and Harry Styles was Mark's request, title track from the new Sign of the Times.
And that was an interesting segue with Elton John, because you can kind of tell he listens to the classics. He listens to Elton John and some of the middle years of the Beatles, maybe, and A lot of that old 60s, 70s music is in that new album for Harry Styles.
Absolutely.
And that was a great Elton John song.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah. So
but I know you got to go, don't you?
I got to go. That's why I keep interrupting you.
Yeah, all right.
Which is, you know, well, it's not good radio.
Get out of here then.
Okay, hey, have a good weekend, everybody. And
hey,
you
said hey.
Hey. And I said.
Yeah.
And I will be back with my father.
Yeah.
I think in 2 weeks. We'll have to
something
check
like
the
that.
Schedule.
We'll check the calendar.
And hopefully someone else will be there too. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right.
So enjoy the day.
Thanks for stopping by, Mark.
Yep. And I'll do some I'll do some walking for you today.
Okay, you do that.
All right.
All right,
see you
thanks.
Later.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right, everybody, it's WMFO, 9:44 in the morning. New noise to start off this set is for one of my favorite bands. They have a new album called Spitting Image. It's an advanced single from The Stripes, Stryps, the Dublin band. This is called Behind Closed Doors, new at WMFO.
And get your own place, modeling in private, the tears flow with grace. Sometimes 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's a